KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Eastern Cape Police have launched a manhunt after five matric pupils were allegedly raped. The learners were also robbed at gunpoint in the Mqekwezweni administrative area. The provincial police's Phokazi Mawisa.
The provincial head of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Investigation Unit has assembled a team to investigate and apprehend the perpetrators. Investigation teams will leave no stone unturned to ensure that perpetrators are brought to justice.
Protesters in Blackburn near Umhlanga are burning various objects on the side of the N2 just after the Umhlanga off-ramp. The Road Traffic Inspectorate spokesperson Sindim Simang.
We'd like to advise road users to avoid that route and use alternative routes. Currently, there's only one lane open, so expect delays and backlog of traffic in that vicinity.
Meanwhile, there are reports this morning's taxi blockade in the Durban CBD has picked up again near Durban Station. The protest action is understood to be linked to frustrations of members of the Durban Long Station Taxi Association. They're upset over not having received their operating licenses. The blockages have affected several routes. KZN Transport says over 115 permits in Pietermaritzburg have not been collected by the association. Taxi Council Santaco's KZN spokesperson Fiso Shangas has explained the challenge.
Sometimes the challenge is that some of them have got a challenge with regards to staff, because for you now to be able then to uplift, you need to have a good standing on staff. And some of them are not on good standing. And others, it's the issue of SARS based on threshold, whether they meet the threshold then to be able then to pay SARS. But then for that, you need personally to go to SARS, and SARS will be able then to assess your financial status.
And reports from Spain are that 51 people have died in flash floods in the eastern Valencia region. Emergency services say bodies are still being recovered and identified. Heavy rain and fierce winds have lashed the south and the east of the country since the beginning of the week. They've triggered floods in both Valencia and the southern Andalusia region. Parts of Valencia are without power, with phone lines also down. The regional chief says some places have been cut off by flooded roads. Spain's King Felipe says he's devastated by the deaths and has thanked emergency services for their response. The Spanish Parliament has held a minute's silence today to honour the victims. Durban, high of 25 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 24. Richards Bay, 26. The top story, the Eastern Cape Police say they've launched a manhunt for the perpetrators after five matric pupils were allegedly raped and robbed at gunpoint. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.